This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Mary Kay Cabot joined us at 11 o'clock earlier today.
It's like 10 degrees outside, and the air conditioner's blowing in our studio.
Are you serious?
Yes.
It's not on my side.
Yeah, well.
You okay?
Yeah.
You'll be all right? Can we turn
it off? I wish I had your hair right now. It's cold over here.
I've got a couple. It's kind of long. I can cut off some if you want.
Thanks.
Glue it on there.
Thanks.
Sure would look great. So Mary Kay Cabot was with us at 11. We're going to talk to Sam Amico at 1 o'clock. Hoopswire, get ready for the second half of the NBA season, plus also kind of take a look back at the weekend, the All-Star weekend, which needs some fixing because it was not must-see TV. We'll talk about that in a second. What could be unusual TV could be coming to the NFL. And if you get a chance, the story's on profootballtalk.com. Netflix wants a Sunday NFL package, Sunday afternoon NFL package. Wow. What would that mean for your viewing habits? In this story, Mike Florio writes about how the streamer's chief content officer told Puck that the company is interested in bidding on the NFL Sunday afternoon games. And those games, as you know, belong to CBS and Fox. I don't know if you remember when Fox took over the games from NBC, right? And originally was it NBC?
They took over for CBS.
Yeah, okay. So they took over for CBS. CBS sat out for a while, right? It was NBC, yeah. And
then NBC's deal covering the AFC expired, and CBS
went got it back.
And got yeah. AFC.
Yeah.
CBS had the NFC, and then Fox got the NFC when Fox barely had stations across America.
And they went in and bought in all these independent stations.
They bought it up, and it was basically the true beginning, I think, of the Fox network.
Oh, that and The Simpsons, right?
Yeah.
In living color, Simpsons.
Yeah, it was,
that was about it.
When Fox got the NFL, it made them real. People were stunned.
Yeah.
You know, and people thought the same thing that we're thinking now about something like Netflix. Well, how am I going to see that?
I think exactly. It's funny because that's when Dan brought this up this morning, we were talking about it. I was like, man, this smells a lot like when Fox got in the game.
It was scary for football fans because you thought, I'm not going to be able to see that. We don't have a Fox station in my town. Well, by golly, it did pretty soon.
The other part of it that was interesting, too, is that Fox was cutting edge, yet they were smart enough to hire almost all of the CBS guys and brought them over
to
Fox.
They hired all experienced crew people.
So they knew what they were doing.
Producers.
When they did that. And I think we find ourselves, Prime has tried to do that, right?
Yeah.
At least they got it right with Al Michaels, I think. I don't know. They've got a zillion.
Knows how to do a game.
College. Yeah, but.
Well, he knows how to do a game.
Yeah.
Again, play-by-play, color, it's like pizza, right? That's my new thing now. A lot of different ways to do it, and everybody likes something different.
Well, that's true. So. I'll give it to you that way. But I think the bigger question here is that, you know, would that fly? Like, you're talking about pay-per-view.
Well, what we're talking about pay-per-view in 2025. The broadcast deals run through 2033. Who the heck knows what the television landscape looks like 8 years from now?
But they can bag out 4 years early, so that would be 2029.
So that's 5 years.
Yeah.
So in who knows what it looks like in 5 years? You know?
I think we were all kind of bracing ourselves.
Who knows if Netflix doesn't buy a network?
So that was my first thought. I'm like, if Netflix wants to pay into, you know, buying the NFL, why wouldn't you just buy CBS or try to buy, I don't think you're going to buy Fox or buy CBS or ABC or NBC. The landscape of television has completely changed.
Mm-hmm.
Local is, you know, unless you're hyper local, you're kind of irrelevant. You are, unless you're like, we watched one channel in here.
Hard to disagree with that.
You know, and so I wonder if it's just a matter of time before one of these networks is like, we're out. And so I would think
eventually at least one of the networks is going to go bye-bye.
I would think so too, but then does it become Netflix? You know what I'm saying? The Netflix network. If they were Netflix, wouldn't you be better off buying one of the current television networks? Because I can't see the NFL not putting stuff on free or over the air, at least in the local market. But Dan, you brought this up, that also poses a really interesting question when you look at another sports model.
You turn into Major League Baseball, where everybody cares about your team and only your team, and the rest of the league just operates as something else until you're an opponent
because
of that
you
particular
don't,
team, because you don't see them.
It's difficult to see just the Padres playing the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, you got to be hooked on this stuff to keep an eye on all that.
But the NFL is different, though, because it's a limited number of weeks and a limited number of games. And even though they play on Thursdays now and Sunday and Monday, it's still kind of appointment television. You know what I mean? It's not like baseball where somebody's playing most every day of the week. Most every day of the week. And most every day of the week, there are numerous games. But I agree with you, Dan. If they go behind a paywall, if it stays the way it is right now, I just think that's the NFL better be careful. I think one of the beauties of the NFL is that they make sure that they have great television network contracts, and their product, you just turn it on and there it is.
It's available.
You don't have to pay extra for it unless you're going to Prime. You know, there's those Prime games you have to do.
Right.
But it's right there. And I don't think that you could objectively look at this and think, okay, it's on free network television and it is the most popular sport by far in our country. You can't ignore those. Those two things might not be a coincidence, Andy.
How long below before you could be watching all this stuff? Like, it could be Netflix, it could be Hulu, and it could be Peacock.
Yeah.
You could. At which point,
what happens to the... Does college football become bigger? Do people just pay up and get all the NFL stuff? The casual fan won't do that. The casual fan won't. The casual fan will go watch a high school football game in person. The casual fan will turn on a college football game for free.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're the NFL, how serious would you think about... I mean, look, we already know they've done this with Prime, right?
Well, and Prime is their test balloon.
Yeah.
And their ratings have gone up exponentially.
It's all about distribution, really, when you think about it.
The telecasts all basically look the same. They're all really high-end. Yeah. They're all very good.
Well, they know they're not going to put some kind of garbage product out there anymore.
Right.
We all know where we're at. Like, you expect...
The Netflix game was an issue when they did the Netflix, Christmas Day games? Remember, there were some technical issues involved.
Well, let's not forget the game they tried to do. It was here, right? Or the snow game, and they tried to keep it so you could keep the field, so you could see the field. You know, with the lines on it, right? That was Browns game, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I'm losing my mind. I mean, it's not like you're going to watch any football game now that doesn't have a first down marker on it. If you're talking about big time college, big time pro,
all of those things, just the minute one. The minute one network, one outlet does, boom, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It takes, no time at all.
Although it's going to be interesting
to see. Who decided to put the first downs on the field, and then all of a sudden...
Everybody did it.
Everybody had the technology.
I mean, everybody. I'm not trying to be old school, but, I mean, you remember, Jeff, it was like a big deal when they put the score on a baseball game.
All the time?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of resistance to that. A lot of resistance because they wanted you, if you joined in progress, to hook into the game and wait to at least hear what the score is. Same thing with even home games. Remember, it's not that long ago that people didn't want home games on TV. Remember, Browns games were blacked out. That wasn't that long ago either. I guess it was, but feels like if it was in our lifetime, I guess it doesn't feel that long ago. I thought, though, that when we would start talking about pay-per-view, I thought the Super Bowl is where it would start. It didn't work that way. Right? If you look at Prime, it didn't start that way.
To me, that's the one where they better make sure they keep putting that one out there for free.
And is watching a streaming service the same as pay-per-view? Because, you brought that up earlier, Dan, and I don't think people look at streaming services like pay-per-view. I mean, that would be like having cable and looking at it and saying, well, that's pay-per-view too.
I was talking to Dan yesterday while you were out goofing off. Watching hockey fights.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was
saying. Dan and I were talking about Peacock and the SNL 50 stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, I've got to go back and watch some of it. I saw most of it, but I didn't see all of it. And Dan said something about, it's on Peacock and you can subscribe and whatever. And mm-hmm. It was like $40 a year or whatever it was. And I made the comment to Dan. I said, if you want one thing and then you want the other, before you know it, you've spent hundreds of dollars in television content. Hundreds.
You're right back where you were with cable. Yeah,
right.
I know.
If not further down the road with less coming in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just, if I'm the NFL, that's, to me, one of the best things going for the NFL is that they have their games on free television nationally, internationally, and fans gravitate to it. Casual fans. And I think you will lose casual fans if you put everything behind a pay window.
I don't know. I will tell you this. I mean, I'm not an endorser of this. I'm just telling you, I love Peacock, man. The whole setup of that is awesome. It's their live channels, too. And if you like Saturday Night Live and you like watching the old ones, they've got that whole thing.
As much Law and Order as you could possibly stomach.
See, there you go.
It's great.
There you go. I don't know where we're going with this. I don't know how it's going to affect numbers.
It's still a ways down the road. I'll bet you the media landscape changes, and there's something that happens that they're not taking the NFL behind a pay window.
I can't see it, especially locally.
I think it would be a mistake.
Do you think it would have boxing's fate?
I think that's a little extreme, but I don't think it would help them. Now, they might make so much money in that behind the pay window thing that it doesn't matter, but you still need some fans in the seats, right?
Going back to the story, it said, you know, so a major shakeup could be coming with Netflix becoming a very major player in the NFL broadcast landscape. And if Netflix is in, one of the current partners would be out. That's the other thing, too. Mm-hmm. If they would get that, or they'd be relegated to Sunday mornings. They'd have the 9 a.m. game as soon as that becomes more relevant internationally.
And if the NFL Network is going to be sold, and we hear ESPN,
yeah,
then the NFL Network won't have those Sunday morning games anymore, because that was the location for all of the international games.
It's almost like the NFL uses their own network as a test balloon on everything, and then they move Thursday Night Football, right?
Ding, ding, ding.
Sunday morning.
Andy.
Whoever.
Ding, ding, ding.
Talk about just being so smart.
Yep.
So smart
they
or
don't
so
miss
lucky.
They don't miss very often, do they?
No, they don't.
But they have a product that people want to consume like crazy.
It's they know what they got. There's no question about it. So, all right, let's talk to Sam Amico. Let's get into the NBA, and we'll talk about that. He's with HoopsWire.com. He's a super friend of the show, and we will talk to him on the other side of the break.